Welcome to Notcast, episode 135. Fandom is weird. How would a Dalek even do that? I mean, the plungers.
The little plunger could suck. Unfortunately, it might actually, like, suck your balls out completely because they just don't know when to stop.
It turns you inside out.
So, I'm Saverin.
I'm Buzzwolf.
I'm Shiva.
I'm Reki.
And
we kind of just did like a Z there.
Yeah,
he was totally wrecking the flow.
Well, he is wrecking.
You're ruining everything forever.
I know. God. I'm evil. What can I say?
It's good to see that you've embraced that side of you.
I have. So, and I'm a Republican now too. So
that goes along.
Get the fuck out.
That goes along with the whole evil thing. No, I'm kidding. I could never be that evil.
Yeah, and see, this is when we were talking about, no, we shouldn't bring it up on the show, but no, we totally just did. Now,
I just tweeted this, by the way, that in retrospect, maybe having a animated conversation about how bad Republicans suck in Whataburger might not have been the best of ideas, but
nah.
Well, see, that's where they can hear you and go properly fuck themselves. But, oh, see, I'm getting...
See,
this is bad.
Now someone's going to get butthurt and give us a bad review on iTunes.
Their Notcast is not conservative enough for my taste. One star.
We actually have one of those. Some fucker was like, they claim to be so open-minded, but they don't like conservatives.
Yeah, because conservatives are fucking closed-minded, typically.
Okay, so
they're not open-minded to my hatred of them.
Oh, Christ.
Not open-minded to me fucking my boyfriend.
So, on that note, good night, big balls.
New episode, all right.
Thank you, come again.
No, but yes, this week's topic of fandom is
oh,
weird.
God, sorry.
Well, yeah, it starts up, like...
God, quit playing with your toys, children.
Fuck you. Fuzz referred I Am a Dalek app for the iPad. And
it's actually, you said it was an official BBC app?
It's an official BBC app. It's just called I Am a Dalek.
And apparently it's free, and...
Addictive.
See, when we...
Here we go. The Dalek has something political to say.
Republicans kids can suck a fuck!
Oh man, we good times. We have fun.
We're reaching across the aisle with the middle finger extended.
Hey, we're just reflecting Congress right now. Come on. We should take example from our wonderful leaders.
We will not be recording next week because Notcast is government funded and the government is shutting down.
Yes.
Oh,
right. Write your congressman and tell them to suck a fuck and not be such black-hearted motherfuckers.
Actually, I saw somebody tweet earlier that if you live in the D.C. area and the government shuts down, take all your trash and leave it in John Boehner's driveway.
What? He'll just walk out and see it and cry. You know?
So, on that note, why don't we...
Good night.
Welcome to Notcast episode 135, Fandom is Weird.
Not Republicans suck.
Seriously, guys, come on. We discussed this, that we were, like, not going to go into the politics because we're all filthy liberals. And
you knew, deep down in your soul, the inevitability.
See, we're not like The View. We don't even have one consenting voice.
Dissenting?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, because
we consenting would be like allowed. This would be like rape cast. We don't even have one consenting voice. Oh God, why?
One dissenting voice, one conservative to speak up. No, we're just, you know, we're kind of one-sided.
But she's a dumb bitch, though. So, oh,
what?
Well, not you.
Here, give me that. I'm gonna hit you with your own.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about. Hasselfuck, whatever her name is.
Oh, yeah. Hasselhoff.
Hasselbeck.
Yeah.
Not Hasselhoff. Don't hassle the Hoff.
Hasselcocks. Yeah. Okay, let's get this motherfucker going.
I'm gonna have to edit this episode.
You're fucking not.
No.
This is too good.
God. Yeah, we will not consent and rape you.
I'm not gonna live that down for for a while.
Touch this.
Of Saverin choking on dicks.
This episode recorded entirely in fox speak, and we can just put that out for 90 minutes. It's just choking and sucking and gagging sounds.
God. Okay, so I'm going to read an email. How about that?
Because if you must.
That's kind of what we're supposed to do on this show.
We do that all the time.
How can you tell that a fox is still a virgin?
How?
He still has a gag reflex.
Oh.
Saverin, do you go meep when you're fucked? Meep, 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 meep.
The only one I remember is this is a really old one. What do you call a fox with a runny nose? Full.
Oh, man. This is like 10 minutes of pissing Saverin off. All right.
Usually it's 90 minutes of pissing Saverin off.
So you've got at least 10 minutes done. All right.
All right. Let's go.
Let's read some emails. I'm going to read the email now.
So this.
So I'm wondering if you were gonna start.
I'm just like you dicks, you inglorious bastards. So
inglorious shepherds.
The topic this week is fandom is weird, and basically neo-tribalism for the modern era, where people divide themselves by their fandoms, and in this case, as evidenced by our earlier discussion. Politically, you know, political tribes. And anyone with half a brain can guess where we all pretty much stand. So,
what is neo-tribalism? I don't speak that gay NPR talk.
Liberal pussies.
So, the discussion of, you know, various competing fandoms that aren't necessarily competing, but that look down on each other. Mm-hmm. You have the Star Wars that don't like the Trekkies that don't like the Star Wars, the SCA people that don't like the LARPers and look down on just mere Ren Faire attendees, the furries who dislike shows about hyperactive multicolored miniature equines. You know, it's...
We're not supporting your pony agenda here, so...
Do you remember back in the day, Pokemon versus Digimon?
Oh god, that bullshit.
That actually comes up in one of the emails this week.
Yeah, I think somebody does.
What was it? Sonic versus what was it?
Mario?
Yeah.
Well, because that was just like Nintendo versus Sega, I guess.
You know, if you want to know true horror, go to DeviantArt and just type in your name, the Hedgehog, and just your eyes will melt. It's like one of those urban legends. A skeleton pops out and you die. So this is one such email on topic this week.
All right, go ahead.
Fandom is ashamed.
Yeah, hurry up, Saffron. What are you waiting?
God, I know, right? Shut up. Hello, everyone at Outcast. This is Jay Sim. It's been a while since I wrote in, but this week's topic really piqued my interest. I haven't been part of the fandom long, so my views are that of a relative newcomer. I don't have any experience with competing fandoms or being looked down upon for my involvement. I do, however, have a pretty strong opinion on the subject. What caused people to look down on someone simply for what they spend their time doing? Tell me if you think I'm wrong, but I think... I know the answer to that question. It has to do with insecurities. These people are so ashamed of their own hobbies and how people perceive them that they try to make others seem inferior. Then, in their eyes, that elevates their particular hobby to a higher position than another's. This happens even within fandoms, especially furries. I constantly see furries trying to make their version of the fandom seem more important than other more casual members. I know it's cliched, but can't we all just get along? We're all freaks in the eyes of most people anyway, so we might as well be friends. I do have an unrelated question, if you don't mind. I recently became a lot more involved in the fandom, and as I'm meeting people online, I realize that if I'm going to stay in touch with anyone, I'm most likely going to have to friend them on Facebook, give them my email, etc. As I'd like to keep my furriness as separate as possible from my real life, this creates a conundrum. Do I make a separate account for everything for people I meet within the fandom?
Yes.
I already have an email address, but that's it. It leads me to a question. How do you guys deal with the situation? Do you keep things completely separate, or do you find your furriness bleeds through to your real life?
Okay.
Thank you for your time. Awkwardly yours, JSAM.
Keep it off Facebook. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Keep your Facebook as freaking sterilized as possible. Because employers know how to look at... keep separate emails. until you become like real life friends with somebody, don't add them in. It's just smart.
And even if you are a real life friend and your Facebook is all fur fagged up, I'm not going to add you.
Yeah.
I mean, yours is sterilized, mine's sterilized.
Mine is sterilized.
I don't even have one, so fuck Facebook.
That's because you're sterilized.
I only made, for years I had no use for it. I only made it so that I can keep in touch with my family members back home and some of my non-furry friends that I have had since before the fandom.
Same. Mm.
Well, see, with mine, if I got a Facebook, it would be all the family that I don't want to see that's trying to get in touch with me on Facebook.
Yeah, so
I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck those guys.
Oh, that's about the same. It's like my sister is addicted to Facebook. She posts all of her updates there. It's like...
current status, pooping.
Well, she used to be on LiveJournal, and we keep up in touch that way. And then she stopped. It's like, where are you putting all your stuff? You used to post pictures like crazy. It's like, oh, I've been using Facebook. It's like, oh, God. Yeah. I have to make a freaking Facebook to see this? Okay.
Nah.
So...
Well, what everyone else does.
My parents are the same way. They have phones with data plans so they can access freaking my Facebook on the go.
I mean, I don't care about it that much. I check it like once a week.
My parents, the, you know, Luddites that they are, you know...
I love your parents, but they're not exactly...
They're not the most tech savvy, but they still check their Facebook.
Yeah. I mean, the app came pre-installed on my phone's desktop, so I was just like, yeah, okay, whatever.
And that says something. If your folks know how to Facebook and, you know,
hey, you know, I at least, you know, they're savvy enough to know how to, you know, make stuff on the computer. And
my Facebook is for work, friends back home, and furry friends locally or... not so local that I know that are not twats that sit here and furry up their Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I'm sorry, all my coworkers, HR, all that shit, they can see that, you know?
Yeah, so who's this, your friend, Wolfie McYiffenstein?
And why is there a giant, you know, wall post about, oh my god, my new Zeta toy fits perfectly. I got the new Bad Dragon XL. My ass fits a Coke can now.
Mr. Shepard, we're going to have to talk to you about the circumference of your asshole that you posted on Facebook.
No, but seriously, keep it. You be really careful.
Someone has Goatsy as their Facebook icon.
So, who knows?
Facebook is also for finding your biological father and wanting to murder him in his fucking sleep, so.
Yeah, see, I don't need that shit. But yeah, the whole looking down on other fandoms, though. Yeah.
Yeah. As far as the other social networks, I mean, I know people that have their human social networking and their furry social networking, and I know furries that have their porn social networking and their normal furry social networking, people having Twitter After Dark accounts, you know, where they talk about all the fucked up shit that they don't want to horrify all their normal friends with that read their Twitter.
And I mean, then the fuckers that completely defeat the purpose of After Dark accounts when they retweet something from someone else's After Dark account on a normal stream that has porn in it.
And as far as keeping up with people in the furry fandom, we have websites for that. There's, you know, Fur Affinity is the biggest one, you know.
Yeah.
That is...
Although Twitter's pretty furred up. Like, everyone I know is a
furry. Oh, my Twitter is exclusively furry. That's, you know.
Yeah, I don't have a non-furry Twitter account.
Yeah, I don't either.
I only got Twitter because if I didn't get Twitter, I would never keep up with what you guys are doing. Because you stop posting mostly in your live journal.
Yeah, but my tweets all get archived on my live journal.
I know, but half of those don't make sense if you don't read anything else around.
Yeah, if you're not reading the Twitter.
Twitter is like a necessary evil sometimes.
There was a couple of social gatherings that happened that I didn't hear about, and it's like, well, it was on Twitter. It's like, fine.
Yeah, there was that big social gathering, the riot in Egypt. That was all planned on Twitter.
It's
not a social gathering.
But yeah, I mostly got Twitter because all the local friends are talking on it, and if I don't participate, then yeah.
Well, it's like, earlier Sarah announced a party, and he did it on Twitter. So
I think we planned our New Year party on Twitter. We did. I don't even know if we posted that to LJ. I don't remember.
Yeah, but you at least this time gossiped about it enough ahead of time that I heard about it.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, you know, personal friends, we would have, you know, probably personally invited.
So. All right, so I guess next email?
Yeah. Are we happy with that, Saverin?
Yeah, that works.
F.A.
Okay, archive that shit.
Then that's the, okay, I'm not really comfortable.
Oh, before you move on, also, there are a lot of states will have local furry boards, like in Texas, LoneStarFurs.org. You've got that too. So,
yep.
So there's plenty of furry social networking out there.
Without ones that your employer can find.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they're not going to be trolling LoneStarFurs.org looking to find out, you know. Anyway, you can fill out the rest of my thought because I just sort of went do.
You had a brain.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm really confused. Dear Notcast, your Alaskan snow leopard here with a big question.
Oh, this one, yeah.
Please take your seats for it's story time. It sounds like it's from Will Sanborn, but... About 2 weeks ago, I was minding my own business in the gym locker rooms when the final bell rang, last period of the day for me. I jog home on some days when it's nice out, so I take my time in packing my stuff. This guy from the hockey team walks up to me, perfect right when I'm in my underwear, and sits down a bit close to me, as we are the only students there, and he whispers in my ear, "I think you're cute!" Gets up and walks off. I thought nothing of it until I caught him staring at me in bio 2. He winks at me and goes back to work, and I then start to notice that he is staring at me more and more. A week later, a similar situation has occurred in gym class, where we're the only two left in the locker room. Now here's the kicker. He leans over before and says, "I love you." Then he kissed me. Afterwards, says, "Think about it." Now, I don't know what to do.
Okay.
What? This is a creepy situation. I'm just...
Yeah, it's...
I'm interpreting. I'm a straight dude, and I don't know where to go from here or what the fuck to do about it. Please help. Sincerely, your Alaskan snow leopard named Sandfire. So, what should he do?
No, read the P.S.
No, I don't have to read the P.S. because he misspells my name.
Plus, if it's... He doesn't have to wait for his own reaction to a phrase when he can read ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm a fucking time traveler and I can see the future.
Right.
So.
See, the beginning of that sounded like a typical furry you know, locker room slut's about to happen.
I'm sure I've written that story.
It's like, wow. Super cool story, bro.
And then it devolves into, oh my God. Basically, my suggestion is talk to him again when you're probably going to be alone. Just say, "Hey, I'm straight." And if you don't have a problem with gay people, I assume you don't since you're listening to us. Just tell him, "Look, I have no problem whatsoever. We can be friends and whatnot, but I'm just, you know,
I'm not
interested." And, you know, a lot of people have a positive reaction to that type of communication.
Yeah, let him know that, you know, but, I'm not interested in you sexually, but I'm not going to, like, blab your shit to the school.
And, you know, say you'd be his friend or whatnot if you want to be, you know. So that just sounds like it's probably an easy situation to handle. If not, then... Run away.
Run away, little boy. Run away.
If he doesn't take no for an answer, then you've got a problem on your hands.
But just say, "Hey, it's cool, dude, but sorry."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is one of those things where open communication, at least one-on-one, is really important so that he doesn't get the wrong idea that you might be playing, you know, hard to get or something.
Yeah, just to explain that you're not bromosexual.
Right. And I think, like Ricky said, definitely if he wants to keep it, give the vibe that you'll keep it on the down low. You know, if he...
Rad bromance, cool, bad romance, no.
No bro job.
So, hey, how about that next email?
Are we going in the Z?
I guess.
Okay.
We're doing it as Z. We're not even, like, clockwise Widdershin.
Let's see. Subject line is stuff. Hey there, Notcast. I just finished listening to all 134 episodes and decided to write in about a problem I've been having for a while now. The fox popped.
He's not a virgin anymore.
I've had this friend I've known for 10 years now, and during those 10 years, we have had our huge fight at least once a month. For some reason, I keep making up with him and when I've decided to stay away from him. I don't have many friends and wouldn't like to lose any of the few I have. Lately, he's been even more of an asshole than earlier, making a lot of comments about my weight, which is a very sensitive subject for me, because I've been bullied for most of my life because of it. He also thinks that he's being a great friend to me and assumes that he is my best friend. There have also been a lot of other stuff that makes my situation worse, like a recent suicide attempt of a family member and my dad's business broken into and almost burned down. Well, that sucks. A few months ago, this quote-unquote great friend of mine told me he suffered from a seizure sometime last year and is claiming that the medication he is on has side effects that makes him the kind of asshole he is. I have a hard time believing this since he has been this way since I met him. After he told me that he seems really tired all the time, just staring into the distance during classes. Last week, I had to talk him out of starving himself for a week to lose weight. That got me really worried. Do you think I should be this worried after all that's happened to me recently and all that he's done to me? I'm leaving out some things I don't feel like sharing. Do you have any tips on how I could stay away from him? I really want to stop being friends with him, but I can never do it. We are on the same class, and we see each other every day. And most of the time, he sits next to me even after I tell him to go away. Sorry if this email is confusing. I'm just really tired right now. Anonymous Verfag from Finland. So, yeah, that's not a nice situation.
Yeah, it sounds like you don't need any fucking enemies if that's your friend.
I can see how it would be hard, though, to leave him behind if he's constantly there. I mean, you kind of have to be a dick to him to his face. Not just avoid him and get away from him, but you'd actually have to be pretty confrontational.
Be like, dude, get the fuck out. Mm-hmm. Seriously. I mean, seriously, that it seems like a fucked up situation, and you're probably have the patience of a saint at this point with this fucker. I mean, but in the long term, he just keeps doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over. I don't know. You know, if it's starting to really bug you, do you think that perhaps your patience has gone on long enough?
That and whatever. I've had assholes like this where I kept, you know, it's like, okay, it's not that bad, and putting up with it again and just kind of turning the other cheek. And there comes a breaking point where you just say, fuck it, it's not worth doing this anymore. And there'll be times when you get angry enough where you're just done. You turn around, you turn your back, and for that last time, you just don't go back because there's this point where you're just done. And until you hit that point and just say, enough, well, that's kind of all there is to it.
Yep. You guys covered that pretty well.
I would say so.
I guess don't be too much of a dick to him, but avoid him as much as possible.
You're going to run into situations with people throughout your entire life where you find out that, okay, they're not good people. I don't want to hang out with them. I don't want to have anything to do with them. But it's hard to appropriately get them out of your life without you appearing to be the asshole, you know. I mean, I know a few situations where, you know, I've just decided that I can't win, you know. You know, that people have predetermined that you're the dick and there's nothing you can do. So, and at some point, you just gotta kind of cut your loss. So. Alright, I guess it's my turn, huh?
Indeed. You're the other end of the...
Alright. Listening to Notcast in public.
Oh, this one.
Hi there, long-time listener, first-time writer here. So last week I was listening to episode 133 over headphones while administering an exam. Oh, God. Things were going well towards the end of the show until Severin started talking about dongs from Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
I started to grin and snicker to myself, then you fuckers hit me with that goddamn chiptune of winter wrap-up, and I nearly lost it. Where did you get it, and who made it? I must know. Thanks, Tim.
Yes. That was one of those, I didn't have an item picked out for the break, and I tacked the add-on to the end, and I went, really, oh, an all-American Whopper dog, and then, of course...
Yeah, I remember.
As for the winter wrap-up 8-bit song, the user on YouTube is RainbowCrash88. There is a MediaFire download link. This person has also done Art of the Dress, the Ghosties, a couple other things in the same theme. So it's all good, especially if you like chiptune stuff. That's where I got it.
Yep.
I also sent a link on episode 133's journal on FA. So if you want to just go look back there on FA, there's a link to it.
Okay.
So it rolls back around to me.
Excellent.
Okay. Convention questions. Hi there, Notcast. I recently found your podcast and enjoy it a lot, always. I live a little bit north of Dallas and had some questions about conventions. Recently, I found a mate who lives in San Antonio, and we got to thinking about meeting up IRL. The thought came up that we could meet up at a furry convention. Both of us think it's a great idea, but I've never been to a convention before and had a few questions. I'd like to know, for starters, what conventions are based in Dallas? I'd also like to know about registering for them. I hear all about people pre-registering, but is there any other way? I assume there is, but I still want to be sure. Also, any recommendations about anything, seeing it as it will be my first con? Hope this gets on the show. Yatsu the Wolf. I don't know, guys. What furry con is there in Dallas?
Anthrocon. No.
That is the incorrect, sir.
You, sir, are wrong. Oh, crap. Hang on, guys.
Saffron has again fucked up the show. He must be exterminated.
Again?
Again.
Oh, jeez.
You can be exterminated more than once.
God damn it, Saffron.
You can explode twice?
You're not dumb enough to get AIDS twice.
Oh, Jesus.
So, anyways, we were talking about, before the brief pause to swap the batteries on the recorder.
Conventions in Dallas.
But conventions in Dallas. Well, how about one of you fuckers over there talk about it?
You mean Furry Fiesta?
Furry Fiesta. What is that?
Well, unfortunately, it's a long time off is what it is.
Really?
Okay. It's in February each year, so it just passed. It's held in
like
the north side
stone.
Of... It sometimes is painful, so... But that's because our staff.
Held in Addison, Texas.
Which is on the north side of Dallas. It's a nice neighborhood.
This year's theme.
Stuff to do.
2012's theme is Furry Fiesta Beyond Thunderdome.
So a little bit post-apocalyptic.
It looks like it's shaping up to be pretty fun. Other than that, if you don't want to wait till February of next year, next closest one is Method.
Yeah.
Actually, I was going to say, if you don't want to wait that long, you want something local, we're going to have a Furry Fiesta party at ACON.
Oh, there's that.
Yeah.
So come to ACON, which is a massive fucking anime convention in downtown Dallas at the Sheraton. And I will have a dealer's table in the main dealer's room. So look for Fur Planet. Rawr, buy some porn from me. But also, Fur Planet and Furry Fiesta will be co-hosting a Furry Fiesta room party at ACON, which I don't know the day and time yet. Is it Friday?
I think it's Saturday.
Saturday? Okay. We'll have flyers around so you can meet some of the con staff. You can pre-reg, maybe,
Get to know some of the local furries.
Yeah, and a lot of it will be just hanging out, chatting, we'll have snacks and crap like that, I'm sure. But.
So if you and your mate want something to do that's... It's not exactly furry, but there's lots of cat girls anyway, so...
Yeah. And that is in June, about 2 weeks before AC. I think it's June 10th this year. The weekend of June 10th is ACON.
Saffron, stop looking at pony porn.
It is not. I am not. You fuckers. No.
Are you looking at clopfic?
No. It's shipping. It's not.
You're like, I don't do Rule 34. I just do shipping.
I hadn't even heard that term, shiving.
I had to Google it.
I watched Castle the other week. They talked about it. It's like, what the fuck is shipping?
Yeah, I Googled it, and then under the links to the USPS and FedEx, there was, like, the UrbanDictionary.com definition.
That's what people
Where were we? Furry Fiesta. FurryFiesta.org. It's awesome. You should totally come to it.
Pre-registering. He asked about pre-registering.
Yeah, you can pre-register on the site.
Well, I said
furryfiesta.org.
For any convention, if you're going to attend a convention, you can, a couple months ahead of time, you can usually go to the website, purchase your registration for a discount. You sometimes usually get a couple extra goodies for doing so, and it helps the con plan how many people are coming. So that's what the whole pre-registering thing is. Whether it's Acon or Furry Fiesta or Method for Me or what have you. So that's what pre-registering.
Yeah. You do have the option of registering at the door, since he was asking if there's any other way.
Mm-hmm.
You can usually register at the door. Usually the line's a little longer. You have to fill out paperwork there on the site as opposed to having it done all in advance. It actually really helps con staffs if you pre-reg, though, so that we know how much shit to order and stuff like that. Yeah. Especially if you're going to go sponsor or super sponsor, because there's special freebies that you get with those membership options that it's really helpful to know in advance that we need to order, you know, so many dongs for our super sponsor, stuff like that. Whatever we do.
So, yeah, that's yeah.
Yay! So, who's after Shiva? Savin wrote
that. That was me.
So that's me. Okay, so
all right. Fandom is weird, and then we'll take a quick break.
All right, then. Okay. Actually, let me do this one, and then I have something I want to read on the air quick, and then we'll go to break. Okay, so my email here. Fandom is weird. My conflict is between furry and Pokemon/Digimon. I have no problem with each on its own. It's the bastard love child I have issues with. I don't know what it is, but I can't stand all the Pokemon Digimon fanfic stuff that creeps its way into the fandom. I guess it's kind of like some other country raising their flag on your country's soil. I don't know what it is about it, but I do know that I don't like it. TTFN, Jeffrey Wolf.
I'm kind of infamous because I technically usually rather dislike fanfic and slashfic. I don't know. I hate when they mix fandoms.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you need to keep your chocolate and your peanut butter separate.
You don't want to go to fanfiction.net and look at all the different crossovers. Twilight Doctor Who, Twilight Sonic the Hedgehog, Mass Effect, Nightmare Before Christmas. I mean, these things exist.
Well, my biggest dislike of
I don't know about the last one.
I loathe Kingdom Hearts. I absolutely hate Kingdom Hearts. Hate the concept. And that's gotten me looked at really strangely. But I don't know. The whole mixing Disney with Squeenix stuff is just like,
I'm going to have to set you on fire.
That's fine. I am comfortable with my hatred of Kingdom Hearts.
I thought you were going to say you were comfortable with that much heat. So if he set you on fire, you'd be fine. You could do it with your tail.
I can.
I was like, I hope I remember that right, but Koopas do have a little fire under, or they can, or something.
That's a fucking Charizard. They spit fire.
Man, speaking of Pokemon, Charizard was my favorite Pokemon.
Wait, go back.
It's funny, because Charmeleon was mine.
Awesome. See, I'm more evolved than you.
Nah, you're just older.
You know, and it's not like, you stares and Charizard's like, no!
I don't know what it is, but just, you mix two things and I'm just like, what is this? I don't even, and I hate it.
I'm actually kind of sad. There is Mass Effect Sonic the Hedgehog, but there's not Mass Effect Nightmare Before Christmas. Mass Effect...
Is there really Mass Effect Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yes, I shit you not. There's two stories.
Fuck the internet.
There's fucking Kung Fu Panda. I mean, it's fan fiction. It's fanfiction.net. That's all you need to know.
What is Kung Fu Panda mixed with?
See, this is not necessarily slash fic, right?
No, this is just fanfic.
They're just writing adventures with the characters.
Where Sonic meets Commander Shepard and discovers that Mobius is under attack by the Reapers, I'm sure. You know, I mean, the shit writes itself.
I mean, I've read some.
Oh no, Tails has been turned into a geth.
I've read some good fanfic. Most of it's kind of cheesy, and they do things to the characters that they're just. It's not something. But slashfic, I hate slashfic.
See,
one day Fluttershy said,
Sony. Sony whores out Kratos and God of War like the shit's going out of style. But I love it. Because I like Kratos in my other video games.
Oh, what's the one with Ivy?
Soul Calibur?
Soul Calibur.
Kratos is in Soul Calibur for PSP.
Yoda and Darth Vader in Soul Calibur.
To their credit,
what the fuck?
That was fun.
Yeah, stupid.
Well, it was bitching to do to some of those fucking characters in Soul Calibur are so goddamn cheap. It was so nice to have Darth Vader just, you know, force choke those motherfuckers.
Force choke some bitches.
I think I saw it. Were you guys playing that one day?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw that being played and I thought, wow, it was kind of fun.
But Kratos is in, you know, he's in the Mod Nation Racers on PSP.
Really?
He is in Soul Calibur for PSP. He is coming to Mortal Kombat for PlayStation 3, and he's in a couple of other things, actually. I can't remember, but, yeah, I mean, I love Kratos, so, I mean, I'm just all cool with that.
Your mate, Sero, showed me his 3D DS.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge handheld, but he put me, and he gave me, like, the little card you put on the altered reality toy.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap. That's neat.
And that's bitching even when you turn the 3D off. Like, if you can still do the altered reality thing, so.
That's weird and fun.
Yeah. Augmented reality. Sorry.
Altered reality.
I don't know. If you smoke something, it's pretty altered, too.
It's not quite right.
But yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, crossover can be fun. I mean, well, hell. Super Smash Brothers series. Holy shit. I mean, that's all Nintendo characters, but that's like some completely different worlds mixing together.
Smash Brothers is okay. It's just...
You know what? You diss Kingdom Hearts, I can deal with that. I will come across this couch. All the way across the couch.
I think what bothered me most about Kingdom Hearts is mixing in Disney. Maybe other things or mixing different Squeenix all together. That's okay. It's when you take and you add in Disney that bothers me.
I thought it worked, but that was just me.
But see, yeah, I've got no problem with Smash Brothers.
I mean, it was kind of odd playing the latest Brawl game because, I mean, it was, Smash Brothers Brawl was a crossover of all these different Nintendo properties and even Metal Gear Solid from Konami and Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't even have to say who that's from. But, seriously,
Mario Brothers?
Fuck, dude. But seriously, like, I mean, Nintendo did their own fucked up crossover of these different properties. Because it was,
there you go.
The My Little Pony Kratos. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
My Little Kratos.
Seriously, you've got this.
Deicide is magic.
The mega ship from Kirby that just taken over by the little Game & Watch bitches from the LED thing back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And it's being infiltrated by, you know, Snake from the Metal Gear Solid series and attacked on a giant mechanical gunship piloted by Ganondorf from Zelda, which is like this medieval bullshit. So it was like a clusterfuck of what?
Is there actually a story mode in Smash Brothers?
There's also a part where Samus is there and she rescues Pikachu.
Yes, Samus rescues Pikachu.
I've just beat the crap out of other people. I never bothered with a story mode.
The story mode for Smash Brothers Brawl was written by the guy who created Final Fantasy 1.
I probably would have hated that, but just beating the crap out of each other part.
It was
fine.
Fun.
Basically, it's called let's throw darts at story concepts, and whatever hits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
Samus rescues.
Fox flies his plane and jumps out and lands on Captain Falcon's ship, which then crashes into the Meta Knight thing.
Well, it was like Fox, you know, killing a Pokemon at the beginning.
Yeah,
which was awesome because, like, you know, it's Fox McCloud and I'm, you know, a fanboy.
Furry.
Meanwhile, Fuzz is like, oh god, can we move on from the Nintendo bullshit and talk about Doctor Who?
The only Doctor Who fanfic, the really bad ones from the back of the day are like, what would it be like if the TARDIS landed under Starship Enterprise?
I imagine you would be thrilled to know that Equestria Daily has posted several Doctor Who's
fix. You know what? That Doctor Who crossovers are only okay and acceptable in clever Woot shirts. That's it.
Yeah. Or but the yeah, Doctor, no, Doctor like team up with Derpy to fight the Cybermen.
Majority of what you guys were saying was going completely over my head.
Yeah. Sorry.
I've heard of Mario and Tails, but I haven't heard of the thing you said he's turning into, so I'm no, like...
Well, we're talking about crazy-ass fanfiction crossovers.
And I don't even know what that is.
Nintendo basically, with Smash Brothers, made their own big-ass...
Clusterfuck
fanfiction crossover with Brawl, because it was like... All of their most popular franchises stuck in this ridiculous
fighting game.
Nowhere story.
Don't feel the need to bring the cast to a screeching halt, because I'm all like, what's a video game?
No. Well, basically, I was just saying, they did their own crossover and it was fucked.
The whole Doctor Who on the Enterprise, though, yeah.
That's a fanfic that dates back to the 70s. And, of course... One of the other ones was, oh my god, what if the Daleks and the Cybermen were in the same episode? And then, like, 3-4 years ago, they were.
Well, there actually is, on fanfiction.net, there are 4 Doctor Who Mass Effect crossovers.
So.
Okay.
Just, you know, it's on my screen.
Right.
My mother-in-law was involved in the Trek fandom way back in the beginning. I mean, yeah. One of the original Trekkies. And she was one of the original fanfic / writers, Kirk Spock /
Oh my god.
It has been...
That's where it all started.
Horrible / for his forever. We always give her shit because she got really trash one night and she wrote bad fan fiction. You ever see Northern Exposure? The Mountie one?
I know what it is, but I've never seen it.
She wrote a bad / of him and the dog.
An actual dog? Or?
His pet dog. It was in the series. And she was very drunk.
Dog fucker, no
point. And she was trying to write the most horrible thing she could think of, and she succeeded, and she's never lived it down.
Wow. And now you've podcast it for posterity.
And then Pinkie Pie sang a song about abortion, then had one. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What was that you wanted to talk about, Fuzz, before we derailed into a pit of destruction?
Okay, so this is something I will kindly request that you add this link to the show notes when we're done. But I just read on Dragoneer's Journal that FurAffinity is reopening donations, because for a while there they couldn't take donations. So if you go to donations.furaffinity.net, I'll have all the details there. They're only taking them through the mail by mailing a money order, and it's got their address and their PO box on that website. And it says here they should be able to take online payments in 2 to 4 weeks. If you want to help the site out, it costs a fuckload of money to run FA. It costs nearly $1,700 a month to pay for the bandwidth. It's over $20,000 a year.
Holy crap.
So what's the website URL?
It is donations.furaffinity.net. And on that, it's got the info. It has the mailing address. Also has a list of everyone that's donated and the amount that they've donated. So you can get yourself a little recognition if you want. And, yeah, it's something that I think is important. Because, I mean, 99% of us use this website.
Yeah, whatever you think it's what it is.
Do you think I think that FA should have like a standard, you know, free like it is now. I mean, do you think it would be a good thing to offer some kind of enhanced account that you could subscribe to?
I'm not sure. I'm sure that idea has probably been floated.
I know. If you pay for an account, when somebody deletes a journal, it actually leaves your list. And all your submissions that actually remove the ones that got removed.
There was an April Fool's tweet that was something like that if you like donated a certain amount, you could ban anybody you wanted or something like that. It was just an April Fool's thing, though. But it was funny because you guys were looking at me in horror, like, would they actually do that?
It's like, I was looking at you with glee.
Offer there some kind of special doodad thingy that's actually useful and, you know, $5 a month, $10 a month, something, you know?
I don't know. I mean, that's a possibility, but you got to figure out there's got to be, that'd be like a whole other user level that have to create when you log in.
Hey, if it helps you pay your bandwidth, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they got the, they have some revenue from the ads, but it's still what they get from the ads leaves a big hole.
Yeah.
That, you know, bandwidth of that, can't deflect bandwidth of that magnitude. It's too expensive.
So, yeah.
So, you know, if you feel like helping out the site, even, you know, $10 or $20, any little bit will help out. And if enough people do it, it might make a little bit of a difference. So, Saverin?
Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to break in and do this.
No.
Okay.
Because I actually have everything. I actually have things ready this week.
Yay!
I have a song and a song title. And I know what it's from.
You have a song that you're going to sing?
Oh, please don't. She's an evil enchantress. No. I won't sing that unless you pay me money.
I don't even know what that is.
Why would we pay you money to do that?
What is it?
What is it?
It's a song from one of the episodes of Ponies.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so hell no.
Is that the one for the zebra?
Yes. And
she gets, I haven't got to that one yet.
Fluttershy to sing it. It's kind of funny. So, Commission Me. It's the adult theme card game for 3 to 5 furs. Commission Me combines the best of strategic gaming with every furry's favorite activity, looking at porn. It features 70 cards with yiffy art from 5 different artists: Urban Coyote, The Ramjing, Dream and Nightmare, Felix Path, and Vanishikawa. For more information, visit infurtainment.com. www.infurtainment.com. And this week's song is Crimson Twilight. And it's not Pony, it's Castlevania, which is just as awesome. Enjoy. Okay.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Over the Top Brony Guy.
Mr. Over the Top Brony Guy.
You don't care that the show is designed for 5-year-old girls. You've watched every episode.
I love you, Fluttershy.
Your new neighbor just moved in from Soviet Russia. What would Pinkie Pie do?
Communist Party!
We're not whining about Master Link X's channel being taken down. We're complaining. This is whining.
Please make it stop!
So crack open a tall, cold one, Mr. Over the Top Brony Guy. Because without you, Rainbow Dash would still be a heterosexual.
Mr. Over the Top Brony Guy.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We need to come back on.
419.
I know. But at least they finally fucking kissed.
Doctor Who 423.
Obviously, Glee is more important.
Fuck you.
Trust your pony.
Oh, believe me, they're both going to be sitting there watching, so...
Oh, yeah, like that week, I will be happy. Cause
you know, but they'll just introduce songs to Doctor Who.
There it Have is. You ever seen
when me? I was a young Time Lord. When he was a young Time Lord. And Rory has this operatic voice. You're not recording this, are you?
Oh, I'll be in Madison, Wisconsin. Knew he lacked a certain appeal.
He could clear the time stream after every meal.
Sheath.
It's gonna
You're suck. Looking at furry porn.
Yes.
Steve Jobs doesn't idea. Like you now. We're looking at porn on his iPad.
Oh, he doesn't mind furry porn.
It's furry porn is magical. Much like friendship, iPads, and magnets. Didn't you know that?
God.
Are we on again or what?
Yeah, we've been recording for a little bit.
Hi, listeners. You seem to have caught me watching some of my favorite pornography. Now we shall read an email.
No, now we will not. Talk... About dongs.
Now we'll talk about dongs. Of course, that's what I meant to say.
Yes. Go along with porn, so hey.
And we're back.
We've been back. What are you talking about?
Your mom's back.
Whoa. I know it's Hang on there. Don't say that. That's not cool.
It's not nearly so funny when you actually know the person's mom.
You jerk.
Then it's kind of squicky.
My mom's awesome. She made me My Little Pony keychains.
Oh, I didn't know his dick was purple.
I'm sorry, Racky. Whose dick?
Dole. His dick is purple, apparently.
Tim oh, okay.
Posted that. I was like, oh.
It is now. He just sucked it so damn hard.
Yeah,
it's purple. Just one giant bruise.
Because he's a husky.
Wow. So, speaking of purple, well, in this case, blue dongs. We're talking about the Interlude 2 vibrator and sleeve from AdamandEve.com.
Also known as the dowel.
be nice.
It is a 10-inch long blue vibrator that features also a large textured jelly cock sleeve.
See, I am being nice. It's 10 inches long.
And even... what was that, Ricky? That's right, you're not saying anything. Shut up.
Saying a goddamn thing.
It is a 10-inch vibrator that's powered by C batteries. It is serious business. And you can get about 8.5 inches in there if you are somehow that deep.
Or at least that determined.
Or that determined.
It could be a time hole in your anus. You could be dimensionally transcendental.
It is... Just, this one waterproofed? No. It is not.
Don't use it in the pool, kids.
Yeah. Don't use it in the pool. I don't think it's waterproofed. I didn't say it is. Anyways, it's a dildo. It vibrates. It's awesome.
It goes in your butt.
It goes in your butt. Or in your vagina, if you have one.
I have one in a box. I keep it on my desk.
But what's great, this item's only $19.95, but if you use our coupon code NOT...
K-N...
No!
It's okay, women don't get educated in this country.
not KNOT.
You'll have to forgive us. We're in Texas.
Get 50% off one item, 3 free DVDs, and a mystery gift.
I didn't have shoes till I was 25.
Don't die.
And every sale goes to help the show and pay bandwidth. Okay, so now that...
You're not even from Texas, are you?
No.
Where are you from?
New England, both Mass and New Hampshire.
Wow, I didn't know they were retarded up there. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, they're retarded everywhere. Oh,
people are retarded. Yeah, I was just...
It's not a Texas-only thing.
Do you watch Sean Blackthorne on FA?
Probably. No, I don't.
You do now.
He does.
Did you fave that?
No.
Do it so I can easily go to your page and then find him.
But don't be a dick of me to fave it and then unfave it.
Why would you unfave it?
Because it's totally not my thing.
All right, let's see.
It's big, buff, naked Koopa. Why would fuzz like that? I mean, ew.
I know there's probably some people listening that are like, oh my god, what picture is it? It's furaffinity.net /view/ 5539729.
There you go. So, next email, guys.
I think it's my turn.
Think it is.
Subject, anime cons or furry cons? Non topic. I don't know, sounds kind of on topic. Hey there, Notcast. I'm a husky fur called AK, who's listened to every show from the beginning. However, I started at least a year ago, so I don't have to hardcore rush like some of your other listeners. Backstory. I don't really think this is on topic, except that anime fans typically don't feel comfortable around furries, from what I know. Anyways, I've been on a long hunt to go to a furry convention, most specifically Anthocon, but the first year I was planning to go with someone I trusted, and that person dropped out. I didn't feel comfortable at 17 to just waltz into an atmosphere that I might have horny creepers. Good policy.
Horny creepers. Make sure you put down a torch. They can't spawn.
Horny creepers, directed by Michael Bay.
Let's see. I was going to be staying with a lot of strangers, so backed out. Now, I anticipated all last year to go this year until I find out I have to graduate on the con dates, and this is a sincere fuck my life from God. No gay furry cause for you, silly husky. I was really bummed out. Anthrocon seemed to be the easiest con I could go to, since most of the people I trusted to go to AC instead of FAO, which is much closer to New York. I also know Sauron, who runs Photos in Oasis, but I only turned 18 this February, so missing out on all these events while I hear the glorious legends has been quite a tease. My situation. The meat of my letter is that I've had a recent outlet to go to an anime convention called Otakon, and I have no idea if a large-scale anime con would be fun for me. I know I like the smaller anime cons in my area, but I've always been in and out with the anime fandom. I like some anime, but I feel a lot of it will feel like obscure shows that I haven't had seen yet, therefore I can't understand the fun. I think for many reasons a furry con might be a lot more fun, just because I would imagine it has a lot more free hugs, artists I admire, and people I've always been curious to meet, like the mysterious voices that you have been giving me relationship advice and random outbursts of raffle for a long time, you guys. A good furry con would make my little wee heart burst. I don't know whether I should just go for this con or wait till another year to experience a con. I suppose it would have to be enough money this year to go to this con and another con, maybe for a fright. Let's see. Most of my closest friends are not furry and are going to Otakon, but I don't have a job. When I don't have a job, $400 is a large price tag. Though one of the non-furry friends says some furries go to Otakon too. If furries are, I surely like to know. Sorry, there's a couple of bad sentences.
Anyways.
Constructions.
Yeah. I was wondering if any of you guys have been to any large, fairly large anime conventions, and if so, what are they like? P.S. Alex Vance has a really attractive voice. I met...
Trouble there. all your extra limbs are getting tangled. You can't talk.
I melt like butter to European accents. I also melted to Fuzzle's story when it was read a few weeks ago. I awkwardly enjoyed my dirty desires in public libraries, and while I was paranoid that the pedo-librarian didn't hear through my headphones, I really liked the story. The writing was awesome, and I actually kind of want more. Thanks for all the good times. Hope you respond, even if by email, Akemi the Husky.
Okay.
So have you guys ever been to a large-scale anime convention?
Oh, a couple.
A tidge.
I know we'll say a con, which has about 25,000 people, but I think Otakon is way, way larger
than that. I think, 2 to 3 times larger.
Right. Now, I have known at least a couple of furries that have gone to Otakon. Now, and I know there's people that go to Akon, because last year I saw a lot of folks that I'd seen at Furry Fiesta. We sold stuff. There was a lot of people at the room party. So if there was a few furs at Akon, which is much smaller, well, I'm pretty damn sure there would be people at Otakon.
It's like,
to be fair, Akon is where I first started some of throwing my big furry parties here in Dallas, and where a bunch of people swear I met Guardian and a ton of other furries.
Well, see, I probably ran into you way back then as well, because that was Akon.
At the airport is when I started.
The one at the airport? Yeah, that was the one I went to. And there was a bunch of people sitting around watching cartoons, and I was like, I'm not comfortable. I need an adult. I was like 17 at the time, so.
I know. It is just
17. Yeah,
there are usually a furry. You can usually find a room party at most.
Yeah.
And after experience, yeah, I've thrown them at anime parties.
Yeah,
anime cons.
It's just kind of funny to think back. It's like, well, because I knew Guardian back when I was 16. And he's, you know, a neighbor. So it's kind of cool.
Howdy, the neighbor.
So yeah.
He's watching. It's one of those things that if you're really not...
Feeling cat.
If you're not that heavily into anime, dropping $400 to go to a holy fuck huge ginormous con might not be worth your time.
Or your money, if
you that. Because you can go to... Now, furry cons are actually really small, comparatively. Mm-hmm. I mean, Furry Fiesta broke 1,000, and that's, you know, we're in the upper half of the list now. You know, AC is the biggest one. I think I had 4,600 last year.
Something like that.
And that's about as big as one of the small anime cons here in Dallas, Anime Fest. So, furry is not quite as big. You'd have a lot better chance of running into people, artists you know, etc., at furry cons than you would at Otakon.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you won't find some cool artists, because there's usually a metric ton of artists.
I don't know when Otakon is. FAU is, like, next month, so you're kind of running out of time to do that. I wouldn't, you know, because he was going to go to that, but then people backed out, I guess. He mentioned Fur Fright as a possibility, because I guess he's in the Northeast, he's in New York. So, you know, Fur Fright is one of the larger, but kind of a mid-sized convention. You know, it's like, like 1,300, 1,600, I think, something like that. So, you know, and that's in October. That's quite a while away. That gives you some time to plan, some time to save. So going to that con wouldn't necessarily financially kill you if you start saving and planning now for it. But yeah, I would say if you go to Otakon, there will be furries there. They will be difficult to find in the massive sea of regular anime fans unless you plan in advance to meet certain people that you know are going to be there and you have a group to hang out with.
And furries are either out or sometimes they just go stealth.
Yeah, I would probably recommend that you go to an actual furry convention first instead. And I'm dumb. I thought there was a little mark on the iPad screen. It's like the little RF sensor or something. So it's supposed to be there.
Don't rub it off.
Yeah. Break the fucker. But yeah, my recommendation at this point, given what limited information I have, would be Start saving, maybe go to Fur Fright in October.
That's a lot of money to sink on something you're not super into.
Yeah, if you're not, I mean, it's one thing for me to do it when I'm trying to sell something there and I'll make that money back. But if you're young and jobless and doing the starving student thing, and to sink $400 into something you're only kind of interested in it, and then you're going to go there, there's going to be a gazillion people, and you're not really guaranteed to find the 1% of them that might be furries, you know. And just because they're furries doesn't mean that you're going to click right away and they'll want to hang out with you all weekend, because they might be hanging out with their own friends.
And stealth.
You'd stand a much better chance of hanging out with other furs at a furry convention. And even then, I would definitely suggest you make some furry friends in advance that you know are going to the con, and that you have some people to hang out with when you're there.
Right. Sound advice.
So, next email?
I guess that's me, huh?
That would be you.
Okay. All right. And fucking fandoms, how do they work?
Oh, one last thing I wanted to add out there. If you want to read more of my stories, you can either go to fuzzwolf.com or look me up on FA, username Fuzzwolf. I have some of my old stuff posted in my gallery.
Okay. Hi, Notcasters, :3. To be honest, I have no quarrel with people who have intertwining hobbies or part of more than one fandom. I am the nerdiest nerd who ever nerded a nerd in Nerdtown, notably because I am furry, into the anime fandom, a massive gamer freak, and do indulge myself in the hobby of modding my gaming systems. I have two of each next-gen console, so I have a legitimate 360, Wii, and PS3. And yes, it's one of the good PS3s that's had backwards compatibility. Also overheating issues, but hey. Yeah. It's the people who think that it's okay to look down on other fandoms I have a problem with. The whole point of any fandom to have fun, or, yeah, okay.
Just to have fun.
Yes. That is what it says, though.
I know.
But when people shit on someone else's hobby because it doesn't fit their standards of normal, that pisses me off. A good example is the anime fandom versus the furry fandom. There aren't many differences between the two other than the fact that we use anthropomorphic animals in our art stories and fanfics. Plus, hello, catgirls? Those could be considered furry to an extent, so why argue? We all have our differences. Some of us, fursuit. Some of us cosplay as Sailor Bubba, big fucking... Well, oh, he didn't say fucking, but...
Just
insert. Yeah, that's your natural long view.
Yeah, well, I kind of agreed there.
Big fucking wolf. Yeehaw!
Big wolf. So, most fandoms have more in common than they think. I have known many people who were stuck between in between two different fandoms, including myself, but the fact that some people have to have a tree up their asses... That's awesome. Ow, splinters.
The Redwood, new from Bad Dragon.
About their own fandom and have to argue over one itty-bitty thing is just plain stupid. Now, there is a good example of the arguments between fandoms. The popular video, The Tale of Dirty Renamon, has several comments by furries, anime fans, and gamers arguing and fighting over a broad-based character. Some of the comments aren't even relevant to the video. We have the fur fags defending the fandom, the anime fags fighting about Inuyasha and Shippo? Is that what that is?
Yeah,
he's being, a little fox kid. Okay. Thing.
Being furries or not, and the gamers going lol fags or STFU or Ida's hacksaws to your computer and Falcon punch you in the ass. Yet that is something we cannot stop. There will always be somebody who disagrees with somebody else's opinion. I'm just in the middle watching the fight unfold and progress. My question for you, casters of Nottingham, is, have you ever seen the fights between fandoms unfold somewhere completely unrelated to them? On the internet, in some dark alley with a hobo? And an off-topic question, Duke Nukem Forever just got held back till June 14th. Would any of you get that game? I have it reserved mainly because I want to relive the past and recover my balls of steel. What do you think the game will be like? Will it make Bullet Storm look like Bullet Drizzle? Yours fuzzily, Riku Saki.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and knock the Duke Nukem thing out of the way, since that would be short and sweet. Yeah, I'm going to get it.
You know, I don't expect it to be good, but I do expect it to be very Duke. And that's what matters.
Okay. Yeah. It won't. Bulletstorm and Duke Nukem are different in their own respective ways.
Bulletstorm was just trying too fucking hard.
It was still fun to play. Story-wise, it was...
Yeah. But it was trying too hard.
Yeah, they made up swearing insults that I had never heard.
I'm going to shoot you in the dick. Is that the one that
called you something? I forget what it was.
A fucking pedophile.
No, that wasn't it.
No, they had, like, real nonsense swears. I'm gonna punch you in every dick you own, you know.
It was like it made about as much sense as someone saying shut the shit up, you know, instead of saying shut the hell or fuck or.
Yeah, and they had the guy that played Spike Spiegel, I think it was, you know, doing the voice, so it's like.
But what they do have in common is they were both Misogyny, the video game, so. Anyway.
I like massages.
As for the fandom fights, dude, they happen everywhere. But thankfully not in RL, because usually the people involved in either fandom are too, sort of chicken shit or passive to even be, like, aggressive about it. Like, fuck your fandom and fuck your couch.
In middle school, I did have a guy come up and hit me because I had a Nintendo shirt on. He was a PlayStation fan.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's schoolyard stuff. And that happened in school years.
So. Well, I mean, that's the same level of intelligence as these stupid twats duking it out in YouTube comments over it, you know?
Yeah, but there's also YouTube. It's YouTube, man.
Well, I'm just saying.
There's like a negative IQ that group.
I'm sorry, but people fighting over fandoms being better or, you know, these people are fucking awful is just the same. It's the same caliber of stupidity. I mean, okay, here are Recky's rules. If they're not fucking a dog, if they're not fucking a child, if they're not raping something, mutilating something, or chopping someone's dick off, it's okay.
Okay.
Seriously. I mean, if it's not hurting you, get the fuck over it. You know, I think a lot of the stupid internet culture bullshit memes, you know, some of them are funny. I think other ones are completely fucking retarded and people are wasting their goddamn time making up stuff that's not funny. But
and at a sharp point, you get Saverin, and you're thinking pony.
No, see, shit. He's gonna beat you in the mind stand.
I'm not gonna beat Fuzz. I'm gonna beat you.
I have nothing against that. I might give you shit over it, but like to that's a perfect example, actually. Like if I didn't like it, for me to legitimately give you shit over it, mm-hmm. like actual grief, like it offends me or some shit. That is fucking garbage.
Yeah. And I'd be like, I'm going to love and tolerate the shit out of you.
Well, it's like, Sarah has been playing Asheron's Call. That old-ass MMO that looks like an early-gen Dreamcast game, late-gen N64 game.
Yeah.
That somehow is still going. You know, that's not my thing. I think it's dumb. But I'm not going to fault him for playing it. I'm not going to. You know, sit here. These people like think less of someone for liking something you don't. It's like you know, you can take it into the whole, you know, Mac versus PC thing. You know what?
Sleeves.
I really like my Mac shit. I'm an eye whore to the Macs. I really don't.
Yes. They're all white. They have no face. They have the single slot. Like what input?
Yeah, it's like fucking the robot from WALL-E. Yeah. But no, seriously, like...
She has attachments.
The only Windows computer I have is my work computer, and, you know, that's a piece of shit, so... But I'm not going to fault somebody because they use Windows. I'm not, you know, I'm... If Fuzz asks a technical question on his live journal or Twitter, I'm not going to go, yeah, you should get a Mac, or, you know, legitimately say
that. Or then someone else will reply to you, being, you're both wrong. Use Linux. You can install it on a wristwatch.
But seriously, I mean, I don't understand why people, like, they take this offense at someone else liking some shit they don't. Like, music. I listen to a lot of raw music. I really like my rock, I really like my metal, and I quite frankly don't give a fuck if someone else doesn't like it. The fact that someone else is butthurt because of what I'm listening to on my headphones that they can't hear...
Mm-hmm.
That is their goddamn problem. Yeah.
Well, that's like, it's actually been really funny to see, like, the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards or some fucking retarded-ass kid popularity contest. Like, Justin Bieber didn't fucking win something, and all of his fans on Twitter were, like, having a nerd fight on Twitter between the fans of the person who won and Justin Bieber. And I'm like...
Really?
So I've heard somebody's tweets and emails. Like, apparently, the Beeb, was seeing someone, and this girl, I don't remember what she does, if she's a model or an actress or whatever, but she was getting all these really vile death threats from, like, tween girls because telling her that they're going to, like, cut out her eyes in her sleep and shit like that because she's dating Justin Bieber. And it's just, like, well, you know, this, but it's just, it is a little sad that this thing that, like, 11-year-old girls are doing, you still see people doing when it comes to adult shit like Mac and PC or Android and iPhone.
Well, see, okay,
so Sega, Nintendo.
To turn it back towards, you know, Video Game Factory, there was a thing I saw on Kotaku today about Reebok is making official Blizzard hockey jerseys. You know how, like, FWA had those really slick ones that one year?
Oh, the staff.
A little part of me went, ooh.
Well, what's they're the faction colors. They got a big lion or the Horde logo. And for a little bit of warning, they can put a number and your character's name on the back.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, man, the next time that, you know, it's going to take one hardcore fan on either side to run into each other at a con, and there's going to be, you know, PvP. You know, because some people are just that crazy hardcore.
I want to do this just because I know someone will, like, hate it. But they love each other.
Oh, so Fuzz has...
Oh my god.
...just set his Android phone on top of his iPad.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's the wrong way around, but... No.
Because I'm bio-asexual. I have an Android, I have an iPad, I have an iPod, I have a XP PC. Desktop and laptop, and on the iPad front, I also have a Kindle.
Wow.
Wow, you're just... You whore.
I totally am.
He is Pano.
I'm like, I've got like the jungle fever of technology in my apartment.
But, yeah. You really are equal opportunity, aren't you?
Pretty much.
To sum up the question of this guy, well, not really the question, but the point of this guy's email is, who gives a fuck what the person next to you likes? If it's nothing harmful, don't waste your goddamn time giving a shit. I don't give a damn that Saverin likes My Little Ponies.
To steal
it doesn't affect me. I will have you know that I don't give a fuck that you like Bowser.
There we go.
And I don't look down on Charlie Sheen for liking Coke because I like crack and it's all cool.
Dungeon Drugs kids.
Well,
hey, next email.
What's that say? And it harms none, do as thou wilt.
Oh, yeah. Oh. But anyways. And
basically, it's the same thing.
Yeah. It's not hurting anybody. Next email.
Whose turn is it?
My turn.
His.
Oh, okay.
My turn. It's my turn to read. Dear Linux Cast.
I'm going to get hate mail from Linux fanboys now, but fuck. Go ahead, Siren.
Like, they have an email client that works.
Podcasting is way too new for Linux.
See, now I've insured the hate mail. So, hey, dear naughty Notcasters.
You can install Linux on an iPad.
Thunderbird is shit.
It won't work.
That's when you have a fancy coaster.
Stop.
Oh, good. I needed a doorstop.
Bara the Kitsune here, and I feel this week's topic has special personal relevance to me. I have been a part of most of the geeky subcultures out there.
That wouldn't happen with a PC, Saf.
Because the screensaver doesn't work? I don't know.
You can disable the screensaver.
The screensaver's not half as awesome as his.
No, because when it goes to screensaver at BSODs, that's when.
Oh, shit. I've been part of most of the geeky subcultures out there. Before I discovered furry, I was an anime fan. I'm still very much a fan of the anime style. I got into furry because of anime, for I realized that my favorite characters were either anthros or the animal ears and tail kimono mimi type characters like cat girls. I've also been a video game fan, played tabletop RPGs, and was even part of LARP for a while. While furry has been my main fandom that I've gotten the most out of, I still consider myself a fan of all things above. The funny thing was, I never realized anything about competing fandoms until I got into furry. Anime, video game, and tabletop game fandoms, for the most part, all seem to really interact well with each other, and I've never heard of any one of these looking down on the other. All my friends that I met in real life seemed to just get my interest without looking down on me. But then I heard a few things about from furries that hated anime so vehemently, and it shocked me. I look back, though, and realize that when I talk to people in real life, I don't see as much of a hatred between the two.
That's because you get dicks on the internet.
What's interesting is that, at the core, anime and furry are actually very similar. They're both fandoms that revolve around art that often has a very adult side to it, but would both say that the adult art does not define their fandom. In fact, I often use the anime fandom as a way to explain furry to those who don't quite get it, because most people understand anime better than furry. Plus, so many people get into furry through characters designed by Japanese companies such as Star Fox and Rinomon. And then he says a, you know, massive citation needed thing. Did you know that Fred Perry, a man who was a major force in bringing anime to the US, was also a guy that helped start the furry fandom?
Well, he said also the guy that started the furry.
That started. I'm like, that's a massive citation needed, so let him slide on that one.
He didn't start. He did a lot of material for it, but he's not.
He still does, you know, he actually does porn.
Is he still doing Gold Digger?
Well, I'm sure he's still milking that for what everything is worth. Isn't that amazing, he says. Either way, I don't look down on any fandom or interest as long as the person is happy and cheerful about it. Honestly, I can't look down on anyone, what with being an otaku, a furry, a My Little Pony fan, and a budding computational linguistics geek.
You are not.
I am the bottom of the geek hierarchy and proud of it. All the best, Bara Kawamori, the Two-Tailed Kitsune. Yeah, I fumbled my speech check there.
And you were able to say this fucking made up word that's like
kimono mimi.
You're able to say that, but you weren't able to say linguistics.
Computational linguini.
God damn. It's silicon based pasta.
God. So there we go. See, there are people that can get along, and then there's the people that, you know, there's these. It's internet tough guys, really.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are like, oh, you know, fuck furries, fuck, you know, anime, fuck, you know, those table...
Fuck
those fucking fuckers, fuck!
dudes who look down on...
On role players, you know? But when it comes down to, like, face-to-face, nobody's really gonna be, like, saying that in public unless they are massive cunts. So.
Or surrounded by people they think are on their side.
Mm-hmm. And then when they say that kind of thing, usually they aren't. Like, hey, Bob, that sounds a really shitty thing to say. Get the fuck out.
I was thinking more people running their mouth out at it like an anime convention.
Well, that's an interesting point of view, Jack, but I don't see what that has to do with our sales trends in the fourth quarter.
Oh, I just wanted to get it out there that I hate furries. It's like, I'll have you know that Mr. Johnson on the Board of Trustees is, in fact, heavily involved.
So you're saying that we shouldn't buy Build-A-Bear in...
So, yeah.
Do they have an SPH option?
I like this, what Dragonair tweeted here.
Well,
tonight I want you to open your ears because I'm going to fuck them with the truth, Jon Stewart.
Nice.
So, next email?
Next email.
Okay. No subject.
Oh, God. Dun, dun,
dun. This email could be about anything.
Oh.
Okay.
That sounded vaguely wrong, Saffron.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, email me, baby, email me.
It's so big.
Not castofoxofresh.com.
Fags.
Shade here again. First off, I want to apologize for the name drop of my ex. I wrote that email before hearing the episode where you stated all names would be overlooked. Second, I want to thank you for your advice. I will take it to heart and try not to schedule everything to a T. And lastly, I wasn't planning on popping my skunk's cherry that night anyway, though the thrill of possibly getting caught is a big turn-on. It will totally be when he feels he is ready to do it, and he will be in control the whole time. I love my skunk, and I count myself lucky that I took the chance and sent him a message. Every time I speak to our friend who... God, that sentence just...
Introduced us, I thank him. See, I'm psychic. I can finish your sentences.
Shut up. Fuck you, Gmail. Every time I speak to our friend who introduces us, I thank him. Love and knots, Shade.
okay.
Yay! Yeah, he was the guy who wrote in last week, and we discussed, you know, the freshness seal. you know, at 18 starts, you know, ticking down the days until you're too old to fuck. After a certain point, you know, it turns your ass into a cigar cutter. And just...
Gosh! Damn. Let's see.
Sorry, I said that. Blame me.
So, Shiva Star?
Short emails. Hey!
Should I...
Just slam it out.
Okay. Episode 135. Hey, Notcasters. As for your question on if I look down on others for liking what they do, not really. Not unless it actually goes against a core belief of mine or something. I try to live by the idea that their own beef... Everyone is entitled to their own beliefs, likes, and dislikes. Always a fan and supporter, Renis Tora.
Yay! Oh, for sweet. Short emails.
Like, it's a core belief of mine that anime sucks and that I can look down on them. Okay, maybe not.
This is a hilarious email.
Okay.
My turn, I guess?
Yes.
Mm. All right. Condoms make a good thing inconceivably better.
Yes, inconceivably, because you cannot conceive a child if you're wearing a condom.
Well, my sister would argue otherwise.
Jerry.
Did she use one of those that was like had the safe sex brochure stapled to the condom wrapper?
No, she was. Yeah, she has several children conceived using all kinds of protection, and yet she still has three children.
How most of our listeners are gay, so that's not a problem.
I know, I'm just saying. it's 99.9% effective.
So yes.
Yeah, beware.
So. Anyways, when used properly, they work the vast majority of the time.
All right, let me actually get to the email, since that was just the subject line.
Yes.
Dear Notcast, I have a possibly stupid question about safe sex.
There are no stupid questions, only stupid people.
And we make stupid answers.
I know condoms are important for preventing unwanted pregnancy, but I have a question about how to use them. I've read that using two condoms increases chances of breakage, so only one should be used at a time. That brings up the question of whether it should go on my partner's penis or my own. The instructions assume a heterosexual couple with only one man, so my mate and I are both guys, and there are two penises in this situation.
God.
What are we supposed to do? So far, we've confined our roleplay to non-sexual romantic situations, but we're getting anxious to get some yaff going. Please help.
Oh my god. This is one of those emails you get and you go, really?
You can't tell if it's quite trolling or not.
Oh, I'm sure it's trolling. Or it's not even trolling. It's someone sending in a joke email. It's not like they're trying to get us to go, the fuck is wrong with you? You know, this actually is a good opportunity. You know, when it's two guys, your best bet is to have a condom on all your fingers, one over your hand, and a full body condom from Spencer's or something to be triple double sure that you will not get...
Triple double sure?
Just don't put so one over your face. So is that
32 times as sure? Do you put the two together?
Yes. Is that when you're having sex like they did in the...
Naked Gun?
Yeah. Yes,
exactly, yeah. Like the Naked Gun. No... to be completely honest, you put the condom on the top's dick, and you make sure, you know, if you're trying to avoid things like STDs
or butt babies,
you don't have to worry about butt babies, but you know, things like urinary tract infections,
right?
You know, they're just helpful and useful to have, and you know, they're useful and they're cheap. And they make cleanup easy.
I was going to say, it makes cleanup easy and a breeze.
So, you know, use condoms. That's pretty much it.
So just
the condom goes on condoms. The penetrator's penis. You then put lube, and then you put it inside the other person. You thrust for a bit, and then we all know what happens next.
You got cheesy blasters.
God. But yeah, we got this email and I'm like, oh, really?
You get a water balloon full of white squidgy stuff.
Yeah.
And you throw it at your mother.
But afterwards. Hey, here's a secret. If it's just roleplay online, you can't get STDs. Just like you can't get AIDS from a virtual swim.
But you can get a computer virus, so you should still wear a condom on you and your computer if you're going to RP online.
Just wrap one around the Ethernet cable.
Yeah, and then try to stick your neck in a jack. I'm getting a really shitty connection here. It's almost as if there's some barrier between me and the internet.
Spermicidal break a rule. Never mind.
Oh, okay. Spermicidal lubricant does not make a good conductor for internet.
Okay, so yeah, we had a lot of topical emails this week, and pretty much everybody agreed, thankfully, that you know, fandom is good. Fandom is weird, but it's not something to get into a fight over.
You don't need to have a jihad over it.
Yeah.
A jihad.
You're going to have a jihad on their ponies.
I thought you said jihad for a second. I was like, are you trying to say Jimmy hat and fucking it up?
What the fuck's a Jimmy hat?
A condom.
It's a euphemism for a condom.
We got you covered like a Jimmy hat. No shit.
Yeah, it's like I've seen the occasional thing on FA where it's like people going, oh my god, get the fuck out, ponies. But whatever. I'm like, haters gonna hate.
I was just gonna say that. Haters gonna hate, yo. What?
And you know what? Just to make it better, I'll use the pic where it's, you know, Dash sliding around on the ground upside down with the text upside down. It says, you know, haters gonna hate because you can't fly.
Oh.
Nice. So.
That'll be our show's icon this week. Be like Dash with the derpy face.
You're my Twitter icon?
Yeah, your Twitter icon. I love that face. Your Twitter icon's epic.
Dash is my waifu. No. I say that and people are like, no, they're not. No, she's not.
What's a waifu?
It's...
wife.
Internet crush thing. It's I'm being silly.
Oh, okay.
Now we're going to have
are you Dash shipping?
Saverin slash Vic.
No.
Yes. Your job is to write Saverin Rainbow Dash slash Vic. Where Saverin shows her the wonders of heterosexuality, but except she turns around at the end and it's a turnabout and she has a strap on.
And pegs Saverin.
No!
Pegs
Saverin. No, 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 no.
And the episode is called Pegging is Magic.
No! She is a peg assess.
No, 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 no. Oh, God.
She will show Fenix their place.
No, I cannot abide this at all. No. Oh. That's terrible. No.
This is why I'm a writer.
Yeah, and you know what? I bet somebody's going to actually do it.
I hope. God, I hope so. It doesn't necessarily have to be that scenario, but it's a it's what Unsheath has as a challenge story.
Oh,
this is a Notcast challenge story. Someone has to here are your elements that you have to create a story out of.
Saverin Rainbow Dash pegging.
No, that's terrible. If you do it, I will cry in my soul.
I can't cop to this.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Now you're gonna tweet this shit and people are gonna see it.
I'm not gonna tweet it. We're on a podcast.
We don't have to.
I'm going to have to keep...
And it'll get to a lot more people than his Twitter stream.
True.
Yeah.
I am going to have to keep watching My Little Pony so that I can continue this hilarity for a few more weeks.
Think of horrible more things to shocking Saverin.
No.
So is that a good point to wrap it up there?
I think so.
Bad point.
So Shiva, you had a topic that was not horrifying for next week. What was that?
Well, it was, how did you put it? Reaching.
Reach rounds?
No.
you phrased it, Shiva.
No, it was the title of the topic was, do you like me?
I like you.
I like you. Yes, no. And it's where you reach out to someone and kind of make that initial...
Making the first step.
Yeah. So tell us about where you kind of broached the subject, that first step where you take it a little bit more serious. I mean, how do you go from being friends to that secret little crush to start maybe seeing if there's something a little bit more going on?
So, there we go. Dear Princess Celestia, tonight I committed murder for the first time. I've learned a lot about friendship, and it can end in murder and blood everywhere. Your faithful student, Twilight Sparkle.
All right.